Hello. It's I'm me, yeah. Look, please don't freak out or anything, but I've noticed you're standing outside the building for, well, for a while now. Most nights. I think you were here first night I even got here, which is sort of. Yeah, I'm sure it were on a lot of them sites, but listen, it's. Well. It's raining pretty hard right now, and I looked at outside a minute ago and I saw you still standing here out here in dark, so I just thought, would you like to come in? I can make you some tea or some coffee or something. At least get you out of this downpour. Yeah, I am serious. Come with me. You're not, you're not gonna kill me or anything, right? That's a no then. Brilliant. Well, welcome to my apartment. Well, my apartment for another few weeks anyway. The studio offered for it put me up in a nicer place, but something like this is more comfortable for me. I think my manager nearly exploded when I told him to turn that place down though. God, I'll ask for even worse accommodation next time. He could use more stress in his life. Oh no, I'm not sure I'd agree with you there. I don't know if it's really a sign that I'm humble. I don't feel very humble about it. I just hate all them places people seem to think are so fashionable and high-end. I mean, last time they put me up in a place like that was when I were in London for some reshoots. Expensive place, to be sure. Great location if you're into the posh nightlife. But them places aren't meant to be lived in. They're just meant to be looked at. The entire month they put me up there, I felt like I were imprisoned in some gaudy, corked-out hedge fund manager's idea of an abstract painting. Listen to me going on about myself. Not very humble of me, is it? Tea or coffee? I'll just stick kettle on and you can decide later then, yeah? Oh, let me grab you a towel so you can dry off. Sorry if I'm not being the best host. I don't tend to get much company, so I'm still figuring some of these things out. Take a seat anywhere you want. So, I suppose you already know all about me. Tell me a bit about yourself. Oh, yeah, I did manage to guess that. It'd take my biggest fan to stand outside my apartment for so long. Are you from round here? Is that why you've been start? Staking out my place here. Oh, really? You've been following this production since we were filming in San Francisco? That's. Oh, that's clear on t'other side of country. Why this production? Ah, right, that makes sense. It is my first big romance in a few years. The book it's based on is supposed to be quite. Quite a book, I've heard. Very romantic, I'm told. Well, I don't know how I was avoiding making another romance film. I mean, I was in that superhero flick last year. There were a romance subplot in that, I think. Yeah, it did feel a bit like one door-post romance in another, didn't it? God, I had no idea what I was even doing half the time when we were filming that. Not a new feeling for me, granted, but I've never felt that way surrounded by so much green. Well, I took this one on because I like working with this director. She's quite good at walking me through the emotionality of a scene, which I really like. Honestly, I'm hoping some of whatever it is she's got rubs off on me this time. I'm always making a mess of emotionality in my own life. I walk off set and I feel nothing. Oh, yeah, that break up. That were all very public, weren't it? I was practically buying the tabloids myself just to find out what was going to happen next. I'll tell you a secret about that. Me and her were only ever in the same room about five times. Six if you count that time we were photographed walking down a sidewalk together. No, I'm not joking. I barely knew her. I learnt more about her in the week after we broke up than I ever knew when we were, together. It was. It was kind of a publicity thing, really. I still don't know which one of us thought we needed the pub that publicity, but we stretched that out into a 7-month relationship. God, I remembered reading that I was supposedly trying to learn a ring size like I was about to propose or something. And I was just sitting here thinking. I just spent the entire last 2 weeks thinking this poor woman's name was something completely different than what it actually is. And everyone thinks I'm about to pull off the grandest romantic gesture of the century. Yeah, well, sorry to shatter that illusion, that relationship, that romance were never really real. Very little about me is, to be honest. Everyone always sees me. You see me this way, I can tell. They see me as this great romantic, this lover with a bleeding heart. But it's like, I'm about as much that guy as I was a superhero who can use space magic to fly. Yep, I've heard that. People say they see it in my eyes. They see all the romance there, and it's just like, I'm very sorry, but what you're seeing is a tungsten light reflecting off my iris. I've looked in my own eyes in the mirror. They are dead inside, like the rest of me. Yeah, that line were very moving. I'm glad you really felt the conviction my character put into that line. You have. Oh, there it is. A tattoo of the line right below your ribs. Fantastic. Wonderful work, though. I'm sure that whoever wrote that line would feel very honored to know you did that. Yeah, I think that script was nominated for an Oscar that year. Or maybe a Golden Globe. Or weren't a BAFTA. I don't know. Very iconic lines in any case. To be. Well, to be perfectly honest, I actually tried to use a line from an earlier draft once in real life. No, really. I was on this date once, and it were a first date, I think. I don't actually have many second dates. I don't have that many first dates, really. I was out at this like 5-star restaurant with this woman. Beautiful woman, I think. She probably was. Is. But she was, well, it seemed to be going great, and she was actually quite excellent at trying to see me as a person and not just a celebrity. Nothing against you, by the way. Which is more than I could really ask for. But she was telling me so much about herself, which was marvellous. I love getting to know people. And eventually she starts trying to ask me about myself, and I'm just coming up with, well, nothing. Like I just start feeling like an absolute black hole of a person. She asks about my oldest friends. She has like three really good close friends she's known since grade school. And I'm like mentally trying to think of a contact I have in my phone list that is a name before a job title. So I start to panic and I just invent some friend named Greg who I've supposedly known since we met at theatre camp some summer in middle school. And it just kind of nosedives from there, really. I just lose the ability to tell this woman the truth. I'm making up all sorts of lies about myself, my friends, and my family, just to try and feel close to this woman so she doesn't think I'm some kind of reclusive psycho or something. And towards the end of the dinner, I remember this line from an earlier draft of that script. And basically, out of nowhere, I think I might have even interrupted her. I take her hand in mine on the table, look her in the eyes, and I say, "Our souls will always find each other in the next life, like in every other before." Which is like, oh my God, I don't even know what that means. And she's looking at me. And I realised that I'm holding her hand just a little bit too hard. And I feel like I just punctured every other lie I told leading up to this point. And I realise I've just completely blown this. Like, even if she could get past that and we had a lovely rest of the night, we could go on to have a beautiful decades-long relationship. And yet still one day it'd fall apart, and somehow that single sentence would be one of the things she could point to in order to prove why things could never really work out. Just no recovery from that, is there? So I put down all my cash on the table. I apologise to this woman. I tell her she's a lovely person. I tell her to forgive me because I've actually spent the whole evening trying to get into a character for an upcoming audition to play a serial killer. And then I leave. Don't think I've ever really told anyone that story. And of course, that was my last real date, and that were years ago. I'm actually terribly lonely. It's hard to tell what's real sometimes, you know. I think that's why I love acting. I know it's not real, but I get to pretend all of it is. There's always a line waiting to be said. Always another scene planned out. Always that safety net of knowing it's just for the camera. Nobody lies to me in a scene. They just say the lines. Kettle's boiled. So, do your coffee. Oh, yeah. Suppose it is getting a bit late. It's still piddling down outside. You could stay here if you want. You can even sleep in me bed. With me. Need to be getting back. Yeah, right. Wouldn't want anyone at your hotel to worry. I'll see you tomorrow then, I suppose. I'll just see you whenever I see you then. Take care of yourself. And maybe stop standing out in the rain for strangers, yeah? Well, she's gone. It's a very good thing I'm such a talented actor. Otherwise, none of that would have felt very real at all. Nope, not at all.